This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. More than 100 community members in Burlington who were at risk of losing their homes earlier this fall have found an innovative way to keep them. The Farrington's Mobile Home Park was put on the market for $5 million when its owner, Sandra Farrington, died last year. Given the community's prime location on North Avenue, residents worried that a developer would purchase the property and force them from their homes. So they formed the North Ave Co-op and, with some help, negotiated a deal with the Farrington Estate to purchase the community using a first-of-its-kind municipal bond issued by the Vermont State Housing Authority. Rick Fenton is the president of the North Avenue Co-op, and he joins us now on the line to talk about this deal. And Rick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
What was your reaction when you first learned that this property would be up for sale and at such a high price?
I was angry. The first thing I thought of was more condos. And I've been there for 42 years, and I wasn't about to give up and lose my home that easy.
Tell us a little bit about the community in this mobile home park. Are folks generally close with each other, and do you know your neighbors, that kind of thing?
Well, I knew a lot of them, but since then I know even more now. We've always been kind of a close-knit place because of what we are. We're the only one in the city, and it's, one needs help, we kind of take care of each other.
So was it your idea to organize and form this co-op?
Well, it wasn't my idea alone. Several of us got together in the park itself and decided, let's see what the outcome was. We had a choice of either going with a nonprofit or becoming a co-op. And we had a meeting over at the Heineberg Club, and the co-op took off like there was no other choice. The thought of owning it ourselves and running it ourselves is what did it.
You negotiated this deal with the Vermont State Housing Authority and Northfield Savings Bank. And where is the money coming from to make this deal possible?
Well, we also work with a company called CDI. They're a development company that handles converting mobile home parks into co-ops. And with their fantastic assistance, without them, we'd have never made it. They have agreed, because of their nonprofit status, to help us by signing for the park, and then we sign for the park from them. We own it. They're helping with the financing.
And the financing is very interesting because I understand this is the first time that municipal bond is being issued by the Vermont State Housing Authority to make this possible. Is that a new approach?
It was a complete surprise, and we're so ever thankful to everybody that helped us. And the next thing you know, we not only do we get to keep the park, but we also get to keep the grass next to it.
And the co-op purchased this property for significantly less than the asking price, and that's something that rarely happens, isn't it? How did that work out?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how to describe that. Tenants have first choice, and if they did sell it to a developer, they couldn't sell it to the developer for more than 10% above the asking price. Well, actually 10% above what we offered for the price. So either way, they weren't going to get $5 million. Also, the fact that Robbie Farrington's father wanted it kept as a mobile home park. I mean, we have everything from brand new families to people like myself. I'm almost 70, and there are people in there that are older than this. And, with our incomes, let's face it, where are you going to live when you only get $600-$700 a month income?
So this must be a great relief for the people in this mobile home park to know that they're going to be able to keep their homes. And really, it sounds like with this deal going through, you may be able to even improve some things in the park.
Well, we've already started. We have patched every hole in the road that we can get our hands on. And starting with next spring, things are going to be, some of the abandoned trailers will be disappearing and new ones brought in. Give us 3 to 5 years. I guarantee you won't recognize the place.
Rick, you said you've been living here for quite some time in this mobile home park. How long did you say you've been there?
42 years.
42 years. Do you think that there is a perception that people have of mobile home parks that can often be pretty negative? And what would you like to let people know about living in them, and especially one that you've been living in for so long?
People think of the movies you see. The worst trailer park trash are always the ones that make me laugh. They don't get me mad. It's because I've lived in one so long that where can you get a 3-bedroom, bath and a half apartment with as much space as I have for $300 a month? compared to, what is it, $1,200, $1,300 a month for a single bedroom in Chittenden County? People start talking about mobile homes, I just start chuckling. My answer is that pay for your apartment. You don't own it, but I own my home. And now, thanks to the co-op, we own the ground under it, so we don't have to worry about it being sold out of under us.
Of course, there are many other mobile home communities around Vermont that may be in similar positions in the sense that they don't own their land. Would you recommend this kind of concept to them, or is it something that only worked in these unique circumstances?
If your trailer park is up for sale and the tenants have the wherewithal, get a hold of CDI, call me, and I will set you up with CDI. Yes, if you get a chance to make a co-op, do it. There's nothing better than the feel of knowing that your landlord is yourself.
Rick Fenton is the president of the North Avenue Co-op. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Anytime.